When the time arrives for what could be termed the crash of all your systems of communications, utilities, and supplies, there will be turmoil and confusion of massive proportions. It behooves you, who are well aware of this possibility, to survey your personal situations and to make contingency plans. It's amazing to us that this information is known, but each assumes that it will happen around them, but not to them. You are aware of the existence of various mechanisms that would provide at least minimum replacements for your utility needs. Even coordinated systems are available. The project will not make the shift in consciousness before this breakdown of current lifestyle. There will be a period of chaos. How long that will last depends on the completion of phases 2 and 3, the conception of the new paradigm, and then the spread of it through conscious awareness of your brethren. As you can deduce for yourself, communications are relatively easy before the breakdown, and difficult at best after it. It is critical that you realize and begin preparing for this advanced menace, for which as much focus and dispatch as possible. We are long past that, I can hardly wait for it, but I don't have time to prepare for it just yet. Syndrome. It is necessary for you to look carefully at your priorities and remember that you have made commitments that involve the survival and transcendence of as many of your willing brethren as possible. This does mean that they have to be occupying their bodies for this to be successful. This is indeed a heavy responsibility. We again remind you that all possible help is available if you ask and move your feet. It would appear that it is necessary to also remind you that the discussions of Phase 2 must be conducted in places that are not likely to contain listening wires. It is suggested that you view the movie called Enemy of the State and listen carefully when the character Brill describes the capability of the electronics. He goes through the list at top speed, and so you must be listening carefully. It was also given on TV when filming the process of the movie was reviewed. Brill in the movie reminds the hero that the capability is listening were available many years previously. However, the capability to apply them in massive manner was not possible until recently. But the added sophistication since exceed what is demonstrated in the movie. All of you are being observed, and when you gather, you can be sure your discussions are of interest. We would prefer that this project continue unnoticed for as long as possible. If this sounds melodramatic, so be it. As for discernment, and then view the movie and you will understand. As our arrogant planners flaunt their mythology before your eyes, assuming the sleeping minds have little discernment between programming and entertainment, there is no reason we cannot use this information to our advantage. When you ask for discernment within our purposes, the ability to interpret and envision ways of applying the laws given you will provide avenues avoiding their entrapment techniques. As all-encompassing as they appear, they are inventions of opposite focus and thus contain the elements of self-destruction. Just as divine purpose contains within it the impulse for self-expansion, the opposite contains the tendencies of self-destruction. When the negative polarity is expanded, then its innate tendencies are magnified, just as the opposite is true within the positive polarity. It is within the path between the two that the spiral of evolution exists. It is important to note here that the meaning of the word evolution has been purposely distorted by implanting the idea that evolution and adaptation are synonymous. Animal life and even human life at one level adapts. Evolution refers to the spiral of spiritual experience through, think holographically, its return, trip to the source. Here you can see a correlation of spiral to spirit and holographic to holy. When the appropriate moments arrive, you will have the discernment to bring forward into your conscious awareness a prickly feeling that causes you to move to a more appropriate place, and it will be available. Planning ahead does not work. It's necessary to be flexible and move in the moment. It's spontaneity that provides the atmosphere in which creation moves without restriction. Since creation is what you are about, then it is important to move within the framework of purpose as spontaneously as possible. Though it would seem that opposites are at counterpoints, indeed this is combining the polarities in a complementary fashion, allowing for the spiraling effect that is desired for movement in a balanced fashion. Polarities are not limited to extreme opposites as in black and white, on or off, good and bad. Pink and gray are opposites, but of different intensity. These intensities are available in abundance to apply, and though this principle, diversity within a focus is accomplished. How does this apply to the project at hand? It's through the diverse contributions toward the goal of completing phase two that the appropriate composite will come forth. Each session will be a think tank of spiraling ideas toward the goal, fueled by combining the individual minds into an empowered group focus. It is the addition of the group focus that gives the increased power of the creative presence. Because the creator is not a personal presence at the third dimensional level, he cannot be literally present. But the combination of focus provided by the shared common goal brings forth a greater power, particularly when numerical combinations are observed. The common language of creation is mathematical formulation. The practice of numerology touches upon how these formulations apply to individual lives. Spontaneity is allowing the conscious awareness to relax so that harmony with these foundations of existence will bring forth the desired results within the framework of the defined purpose. The purpose of these think tank sessions provides the framework to bring forth a greater purpose that in turn will be the framework for the new paradigm. It will be the framework to provide the individuals to continue the process within their own experience. This may seem simple enough. However, the strategy, it is the understanding and the follow-through of the steps within the universal laws. Allowance is the most difficult to incorporate. Rising above the need to control is the leavening of the loaf, so to speak. Volumes could be written regarding this, but it would not change anything. It is in the doing that it is accomplished. It is the doing of this one facet opens the door to the transcendence of this dimension. The ability to apply this principle is built upon the use of previous two and through the application of all three. The force is reached and bingo, you are there at the point of choice, to go or not to go. Graduation requires a release of attachments, then, not now. Just as you have been misled regarding your ego, so have you been misled regarding the attachments. There is a difference between attachments and addictions. That is for you to discern, and now is the time to release the addictions. You must ask yourself what it is that you think must remain in your experience, and would it be pleasant to have, but not absolutely necessary. You will be surprised if you take a few moments to make even a brief list of your technological wonders and contemplate what life would be like without them. You will then be prepared for your not-too-distant future. This is not to say that the plan to provide for the basic necessities of addiction rather than wisdom. Here again, we ask for discernment. We remind you that it is our concern for all that motivates us to share as much guidance as possible, for this project is of critical importance. The Creator is non-preferential in the desire to retain every fragment. We, however, value our ground dream greatly. Friendship is a wonderful part of the shared experience of self-aware manifestation fragments. You don't remember us, but we remember you.